You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, this show is brought to you by polishedandbubbly.blogspot.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an inspiring guest online for all Instagram lovers, Savannah Kinney, who is an Instagram coach for Fun Creative Businesses. Hi, Savannah. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on The Social Scene and, of course, discuss your amazing techniques. I mean, you and I worked together, and it was a lot of fun. So I would love to... for you to share with our audience how you got involved in becoming an Instagram specialist.
So I am totally addicted to Instagram. Like, I am constantly on Instagram. It's a little embarrassing, but not really, because I love it. And I started around the beginning of last year, and I immediately just fell in love with the visual part of it. I mean, it's all visual. And then the handmade community in particular on Instagram is just so amazing. Everyone is just really nice and helpful and positive. No one's dragging each other down. It's all community over competition, and people just really like to work together and, you know, go out of their way to help each other out on there. And it's not, it doesn't feel competitive, even though sometimes it is. And I've even witnessed, especially within the creative business community, where, you know, if one creative business owner, if there's like a tragedy or something happens, you know, like everyone will pull together to put together like an auction or to just help each other out. Even if they're just having problems with their Instagram account, you know, they'll just help each other out. It's just really nice. It's very positive. I love it.
Yeah. And you're a positive person. So I think that it all flows together pretty well that you fell into that niche. All right, Savannah. So of course, you know, we'd all love to know what inspired you to start an Instagram to begin with.
So originally, I think I had my account originally to just share some photos. I had friends on Instagram locally, but I lived in Hawaii and I have two little kids. And so it was, you know, it's perfect. It's beautiful outside all the time. And so I take pictures of my kids on the beach. So if you scroll back to the very beginning of my account, there's a lot of, you know, sea turtle pictures and kids running around. And then a couple summers ago is when I started doing hand embroidery, and I kind of did it for fun at first, and then I realized how much I loved it, and I loved sharing the art with other people, and so I opened my Etsy shop, and I was encouraged by a friend to share photos of my hand embroidery on Instagram, and I realized instantly that there were just a ton of crafters, and people just really responded well to the photos. They loved it, and so I kind of just went from there.
Right, well... it's amazing what you can do when your passion's involved, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like a whole nother creative side comes out of you aside from just like your interests, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I know now your biggest thing that you love to promote to everybody that you talk to is that your Instagram has grown substantially since you started over just like a short period of time. So how did that happen for you?
So I started out... at the end of last summer, I had a few friends who had noticed, you know, my Instagram was doing really well. I was able to hold sales and I was making money and I was getting followers. Just, I mean, they were rolling in every day. I was getting new followers. And I had a couple friends who were other handmade sellers, and they were, you know, asking me like, how did you do it? You know, can you give me some tips? Can you help me out? So I kind of just started helping people out here and there, you know, like try this, do this, you know, change these hashtags or, you know, improve your photos here in this way. And people were seeing results. I mean, it was just great. I have a friend who, you know, she opened up her account in the fall, and now she just hit 3,000 followers, and she's making sales. I mean, you know, just
that's really so rewarding, right? And you didn't even do it for work. It was like you did it just because of pleasure, and you're just a good person, but you saw benefits. You're probably like, well, let me do something more serious with this, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I just devour everything about Instagram. So I read blog posts and articles and ebooks, and I've looked at other courses. And although everything is really, you know, good information, there wasn't anything that was particularly targeted at creative businesses or handmade sellers on Instagram. And I feel like in a lot of ways, there are some things that you know, that are different for handmade sellers than it would be for, you know, some other industries. And so I really wanted to provide a place where handmade sellers could learn everything they needed to thrive on Instagram, because it's such an amazing place for business.
Absolutely. And I feel like, especially with products, because everything's so visual, it's more of a hands-on experience, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you can share behind the scenes and just all of that kind of stuff.
Right. So you make it more personal too, so people feel like they're getting to know you on a different side as well, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you throw in a picture of your dog or your kids, and, you know, it's just a great way to share a portion of your life as well as your passion and your work.
Right. Very true. So I'd love to discuss some Instagram tips. I know you recently started an email blast to people that have subscribed to you, which is so awesome. Tell us, you know, what is one main trigger that you find people don't realize when it comes to engaging an audience with your Instagram?
Oh, yeah. So everyone wants more engagement. Everyone's like, I'm not getting engagement. How do I get engagement? And really, it's all about going out of your way to engage with other people. Like in my email course, I say that engagement begets engagement. Like you have to go out of your way, like other photos, comment on other photos, maybe even follow other people before you're going to get any of that in return. Mm-hmm. So you have to be the first one to say hello. You know, it's like a party, and you have to be the first one to introduce yourself and to say hello to somebody else before they're going to come over and talk to you.
Right. Absolutely. Now I know, like, cause I mean, I was a prime example in the beginning, like people just like instant gratification, you know, like they feel like they're doing it for a week and that's enough. And, you know, after it's true though, you know, like, I mean, you and I both have like followed, you know, Hillary Rushford and all these different Instagram tip people. And the key is that you're saying like everything comes with time. So what advice would you give? Like how much is an average point of time until you see any results back?
As far as engaging with other people, you can really see results immediately. And so some of the people that have taken my free course, they have said to me, you know, within just a couple of days, they're seeing more followers, they're seeing more engagement. Because as soon as you go out and start commenting on other people's photos, they're really likely to come back to your account, see who you are, see what you're all about. And if you have some nice photos to offer, or something interesting to show, they're going to comment and they're going to like your photos. And right. So it can be really instant. Yeah. Within like 10 minutes, you can get a comment, you know, or some likes that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise if you hadn't been going out of your way to engage with people.
Right. Absolutely. So how can people get involved with your free course? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh yeah. It's super easy. You go to my Instagram account, which is at savannah.kinney. K-I-N-N-E-Y, and just click the link in my profile and you can sign right up.
That's so awesome. So how long is the course?
It's 5 days, one email a day, and even just in those 5 days, you're going to get so much information. You know you took it. Right. I really packed it in.
Very, very true. It's really insightful. It's things that like seem very easy, but you don't think about it until you're like, oh my God, why didn't I do that? You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt too when I started learning all of these tricks. I was like, why wasn't I doing this before?
Exactly. So interesting. So of course, now I know our audience members would love to know who Savannah is. So tell us a little bit about your background. You're originally from Michigan, right?
I'm not. I currently live in Michigan. Okay. We've been here for just over a year. And I'm actually from Anchorage, Alaska.
How cool is that? What is it like over there?
It's different, you know. In some ways it's a lot like everywhere else. In other ways it's very different.
What brought you to Michigan out of all states, you know, from Alaska?
Well, my husband is from Michigan.
Okay.
When I was 19, I left home and joined the Air Force. And so I met my husband not long after we got married, and then we started having kids. We've lived in California, Texas, Maryland, and we were in Hawaii most recently. And when his enlistment was up, we came back to his home state to go to school.
That's so interesting. Now, of course, you know, I have to ask this because I find this so inspiring. Like, thank you for serving for our country. That's awesome, especially as a woman. I'm all about woman empowerment. So tell us what it was like, you know, like being a woman in the Air Force. What was it like?
I loved it. I was really sad to get out. I got out for our family so that we could stay together and move, you know, from base to base together. But I loved it. I made so many friends, and we just got so close to each other. It was just an amazing experience, and if I could do it again, I would totally would. That's I would go so back awesome. And do it all over again.
Can you give us like a sample day? Like, I find this so interesting.
Well, so I was a Chinese linguist, so I went to a special language school in California to learn Chinese, which is a little bit different than maybe another typical day of training for anyone else in the military or in the Air Force. We were in class for, 8 hours a day, 8 to 9 hours a day, just learning Chinese. And afterwards, you have your PT, running, sit-ups, push-ups, and formations, clean your room, clean your uniform, all of that.
That's
and
so cool. What was it like to
hopefully you
learn...
had the weekend off.
But, yeah, right. Oh, man. Yeah, you can't predict if you're going to have the weekend off. That's true. I mean, learning Chinese is difficult as is. That's a hard course, because especially if you're abroad, if you only speak English, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, but you know what, though? I do. I love languages, and I'm actually going to school for linguistics. So I just loved the whole thing.
That's awesome. So then what do you do for fun? So you obviously have your Instagram business now. You have your embroidery business. But what do you like to do for fun with your kids, your family?
I love to be outdoors. We lived in Hawaii. We love to go hiking. We love to go to the beach. Of course, now we have to go to the lakes, and that's okay.
Right,
I'm learning
right.
to live with that.
That's so cool.
But we're just very outdoorsy people. We love to go hiking and, camping and all of that.
That's so awesome. So, of course, now let's definitely discuss, obviously you said earlier how people can get in touch with you to do your free course. Can you tell us how they can follow you on social media?
Yeah. So, really the best way to follow me is on Instagram. And then you can also go to my website, which is www.savannahkinney.com.
Perfect. And then is there any other tips you can give us, like sneak peeks into your course?
Oh my gosh, my course is so jam-packed. So I'm going to be launching the first module will begin on March 14th. And so right now you can sign up at savannahkinney.com/create-and-captivate. And right now there's 50% off if you go and sign up right now. But this course is just so full of tips on how to get more followers, how to grow your following, how to make a cohesive feed, what types of photos you should be posting, the best apps to use for editing your photos. We'll have photo styling specialists talking and giving advice, as well as a photographer who can give advice on taking photos with your phone and making them look really professional, which is, not as hard as some people think it would be, but it does take a little bit of finesse.
Right. So, that's so interesting. Nobody thinks about that, As often as
you don't have to have a lot of professional equipment. Some dollar store items and your phone, camera can really take you far.
Right. That's so fascinating. So when is the exact launch date of this? Is it a webinar?
No, it's a full course. So if you go right now to savannahkinney.com/create-and-captivate, you can go ahead and sign up, and then the first lessons will be released March 14th.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's not so far away. I'm so excited we could discuss the launch of that.
I know. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to get started.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Facebook group and just everything. I'll be working step-by-step through everything with people, and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, and you really are so hands-on. You're really good at that. So everybody, Savannah is definitely awesome to work with.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. It was very inspiring to have you, and I guess we'll just have to learn more by signing up for your course, right, and the free 5-day emails. Tips.
Yeah, the free 5-day email course, definitely you can sign up for that at my Instagram account.
Perfect. Well, thanks again, Savannah. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I'm so glad we got to talk.
Yeah, likewise. And thank you everyone for tuning into The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And don't forget to check out Savannah's newest course on her website for the launch on March 14th. How exciting. And continue to hashtag everything that inspires you. It's going to keep growing your Instagram. Right? That's pretty much the best way to get the most exposure for yourself.
Yes, definitely.
And stay tuned until next time. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. KINNECTPAY.com. Don't forget, the social scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.